This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The second situation or affair that makes the heart upright is, as he, rahimahullah, says, الأمر الثاني الذي يستقيم به القلب تعظيم الأمر والنهي. He said the second situation which makes the heart firm is making great and glorifying the orders and prohibitions. وهو الناشئون عن تعظيم الأمر النهي. And this is derived from glorifying the one that is legislate, that legislates the order and the prohibition. فإن الله تعالى ذم من لا يعظمه ولا يعظم أمره ونهيه. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despises or lessens the greatness or quality of the one that does not make him great, nor the one that does not glorify his orders and prohibitions. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى ما لكم لا ترجون لله وقال سورة نوح آية ثالثة عشر. He mentions the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the chapter of Nuh, the chapter of Noah, verse 13, where Noah says to the people, what is with you or what is the matter with you that you do not give Allah his glory? قال رحمه الله قال في تفسيرها ما لكم لا تخافون لله تعالى عظمة. He said that في تفسيرها, that is mentioned تفسير من جرير, the explanation of this verse is saying, what is with you that you do not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in us with glory? That the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is due to his glorification. You fear him because of his glory. Or the glory that you know of him causes you to fear him, right? That is what is understood here from the verse. He says, rahimahullah, وَمَا أَحْسَنَ مَا قَالَ شَيْخُ الْإِسْلَامِ فِي تَعْظِيمِ الْأَمْرِ وَالنَّهِي. He says, and what is most beautiful than what is the statement of Shaykh al-Islam in the orders, prohibitions, the orders, and glorifying the order and prohibitions. He says here, هُوَ لَا يُعَرَضَ بِتَرْخِيصٍ جَافٍ وَلَا يُعَرَضَ لِتَشْدِيدٍ غَالٍ وَلَا يَحْمِلَ عَلَى عِلَّةٍ تُوهِنُ الْإِنْقِيَادِ. He says here, rahimahullah ta'ala, it is not that the ta'lim al-amr wa nahi huwa alla yu'arada bitarkhisin jafin. It is basically you are not not abiding by the laws by being negligent or lackadaisical. Being negligent or lackadaisical on the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bitarkhisin jafin. Jaf is like dry. Tarkhis is like a concession, or you're always looking for concessions or having a concessionary approach. Where is it easy on this? Where is it? Allah makes the deen easy. A deen laysa fi harshness, right? This is where you will use that as a means to always find the easy way out and not perform actions that you know you should be doing. And then he also said, وَلَا يُعَرَّضَ لِتَشْدِيدٍ غَالٍ, and not to be of those that are harsh and going beyond the bounds as well. There's a middle course. وَلَا يَحْمِلَا عَلَىٰ عِلَّةٍ تُوهِنُوا الْإِنْقِيَادِ, and to not try to choose an action that will lessen or weaken your allegiance and following of the religion. To always try and the effective characteristic. You know, is it possibly this? None of the scholars have mentioned it, but there's possibly a reasoning behind this. Therefore, I don't have to perform that action. تُوهِنُوا, and he makes the inqiyad weak. Wahan is weakness. Fableness, to where it will make your allegiance and your following weakened or weak in essence. He says, وَمَعْنَ كَلَامِهِ, and Ibn Qayyim explains it now, أَنَّ أَوَّلَ مَرَاتِبَ تَعْظِيمَ الْحَقِّ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ تَعْظِيمُ أَمْرِهِ وَنَهِيهِ. He said that the first of the levels when it comes to magnifying al-haq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the truth, is to glorify his orders and prohibitions. Yani when we talk about glorifying Islam, Islam is composed of orders and prohibitions and recommendations and that which is disliked, etc. Those are the ahkam at-taklifiyya. These are the levels of responsibility, or the levels of that which holds the servant in a certain rank. You know, five prayers are obligatory. The prayers outside of the five prayers, some would be supererogatory, highly recommended, or a lesser level than that. And then there's things that are makruh, for example. So, you know, one may, some may say praying Salat al-Asr, praying after you've prayed the obligatory prayers of Asr, is makruh. It is not recommended to do so. And some would say it's prohibited as well. So here, he's saying making the orders and prohibitions great is the first level of glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, He said, because the mu'min knows that his Lord, he knows his Lord by the message of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the message that was given to, or that was sent to, or that the message was sent with, okay, to all of mankind. وَمُقْتَلَّهَا الْإِنْقِيَادُ لِأَمْرِهِ وَنَهِيهِ. And that necessitates or should result in following the orders and the prohibitions. وَإِنَّمَا يَكُونُ ذَلِكَ بِتَعْظِيمِ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلُّ وَاتِّبَاعِهِ. And this can only be by this glorifying his orders and prohibitions can only be by following it. And also by glorifying the prohibitions by avoiding them. فَيَكُونُ تَعْظِيمُ الْمُؤْمِنِ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَنَهِي دَالًّا عَلَى تَعْظِيمِهِ لِصَاحِبِ الْأَمْرِ وَالنَّهِي. So he says here, so the mu'min making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders and prohibitions great is a sign of the sign of making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala great. And then he says here, وَيَكُونُ بِحَسْبِ هَذَا التَّعْظِيمِ مِنَ الْأَبْرَارِ الْمَشْهُودِ لَهُمْ بِالْإِيمَانِ وَالتَّصْدِيقِ. And then he goes on to say, and the proportionality of this greatness and glorification of Allah will determine the level of righteousness and iman and, the iman that they have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the deen of Islam and their tasdeeq and their claim of allegiance to it, how strong that is. وَصِحَّةُ الْعَقِيدَةِ. And the correctness and soundness of their faith. وَالْبَرَاءَةُ مِنَ النِّفَاقِ الْأَكْبَرِ. And their total disconnection and no sort of affiliation or connection to hypocrisy, the great hypocrisy. And then Ibn al-Qayyim goes on to say, فَإِنَّ الرَّجُلُ قَدْ يَتَعَاطَى فِعْلَ الْأَمْرِ لِنَظْرِ الْخَلْقِ وَطَلَبِ الْمَنْزِلِ وَالْجَاهِ عِنْدَهُمْ. He said, for really the mankind will approach the order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, you know, prescribed, so people can look at him, or in order for people to look at him, or to receive a certain permission, position, or reputation. So now Ibn al-Qayyim is going on to talk about, okay, there may be those, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, right? There may be those that follow the order or the prohibition, but it is with the wrong intention. وَيَتَّقِ الْمَنَاهِ خَشْيَةَ سُقُوتِهِ مِنْ أَعْيُنِهِمْ. And he leaves off the prohibited acts for the wrong reason. He leaves it off because he doesn't want people to look at him or to look down upon him and think less of them, right? Less of him. وَخَشْيَةَ الْعُقُوبَاتِ الدُّنْيَوِيَّةِ مِنَ الْحُدُودِ الَّتِي رَتَّبَهَا الشَّارِعُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَى الْمَنَاهِ. And he says, and he to leave off the uqubat ad-dunyawiyya, or he's doing it in fear of the worldly punishments from the hudud, from the punishments that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prescribed. So it is not because you are making Allah great that you leave off that action. It is you fear something of this life, a punishment of this life, right? You fear that punishment. So someone may pray. So for example, you know, a child, for example, prays because they don't want to be punished, right? Or they don't curse because they don't want to be punished. It should be you pray because you're making Allah great because he ordered the prayer. And you know that it's best for you. And you leave off lewd speech because it is not befitting, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes it. It's not because someone else, another form of creation, dislikes it, wants it, or doesn't want it. And that could be a soft or preliminary or introductory attitude towards polytheism, because your motivation is not Allah. Your motivation is something else. Then he goes on to say here, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, فَهَذَا لَيْسَ فِعْلُهُ وَتَرْكُهُ صَادِرًا عَنْ تَعْظِيمِ الْأَمْرِ وَالنَّهِي وَلَا عَنْ تَعْظِيمِ الْأَمْرِ النَّهِي. And he says, so the actions of this person does not emanate or was not motivated by glorification of the order and the prohibition, which that glorification of the order and prohibition is emanates from glorification of the one who ordered and the one who prohibited. So that is where he talks about this istiqamah til qalb, and there's going to be more here, but honing in on that part of talking about that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the greatness of him, that is a sign of istiqamah til qalb and the istiqamah til qalb, the uprightness of the heart. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.